All right, so by popular demand... Oh, that's right.
Back by popular demand of us.
Yeah, back by popular demand. We're basically... we're going to be talking about our favorite character today. Apparently, or a character of much debate. We're going to be talking about Vegeta.
We still expect to end the podcast on Goku or something, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. we're not going to keep it to this. So expect a pretty long podcast. You guys would know how long this is before we will, so... Hey, maybe it's going to be like an hour long or something.
You never know.
Welcome to the KaioCast, and today we will be talking about a very special character. We're talking about Vegeta.
He gets to be our first character-based podcast.
Yeah, our first rant. I don't know how many more of these we'll do, but if it goes well, maybe we'll do more. Oh. So, Vegeta.
Where to begin? Let's begin at the beginning. When he came to Earth.
How did you like the costume character? Like, remember when you first saw him and he had like the...
I love the tail scouter shoulder pad combo. Like,
no, I'm talking about like the green. Like the green and like, you know, the
I
green
had
one
seen his original first. I hadn't, well, sorry, his final first. I hadn't seen the orange green one.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that before. So when I first saw it, it's weird. It's grown on me now. And I do sort of like it.
Yeah.
I like how Vegeta had brown hair, like his father, which he doesn't anymore for some reason. But
I know there's a toy you can actually buy for this, and it's like super, wow, that's great. It's super expensive and all that stuff, and I don't know, I love the original Vegeta. When you first see him, like, I know it was a miscolor and stuff, and you're not supposed to look like that, but I was like, man, that was such a cool...
Bulma wasn't supposed to have blue hair, but...
Really, what color is she supposed to have?
It's supposed to be like a lavenderish faded purple.
Oh, like Trunks's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
which,
cool.
Which, actually, now that makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Oh, Vegeta. But,
yeah, well, whatever.
Well, I mean, Bulma and Trunks are, you know... Related.
It's Vegeta's wife and his son. You know, there you go. But yeah, so I kind of enjoyed that coloring of Vegeta. I don't know why they didn't keep it. I mean, it would have been an interesting... I wish they could have gone back and be like, hey, this is, you know...
Universe 6 Vegeta.
Hey, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. There's already a Universe 6, like, Saiyan, but I don't know, like, what correlation... there will be. I always expect it to be like evil Goku, evil Vegeta.
That'd be amazing. Evil Goku, good Vegeta.
That'd be so cool. But yeah, no, I think the main discussion about Vegeta is that we're just so tired of him always getting second place to Goku, no matter what. I mean, he got his chance taken away by Goku when he was fighting Resurrection of F. He didn't get to kill Frieza in the original series when he was fighting against him at the end. And,
which at least then made sense because he wasn't strong enough.
But I mean, it's also his own fault because he's an idiot too. Like, remember when he was fighting Super Saiyan, or he was fighting Ascended Cell or whatever. Fucking
yeah, he's like, no, Cell, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll still beat you.
Yeah, and I mean, like, that's his own fault. He's the character that literally lets himself lose because he's too prideful.
It's like Fourth Form Frieza. Frieza transforms. He's like, oh, I dodged a death beam. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then Frieza kicks the crap out of him.
Oh man, no! I mean, that's the main reason. I think he's kind of he's too brash for his own good, and I think he could have beat Cell, right? And he couldn't have beat Frieza at the beginning. There's no way. But
that's one thing I loved about Frieza. Frieza eclipsed everybody.
Yeah, he did.
Up until Goku got his Super Saiyan boost, Goku couldn't even touch.
But he really could have beat Cell, because I mean, I don't even think that Piccolo could beat. Okay, he couldn't beat First Form Cell because Cell took off. And then he kind of like got stronger and stuff. And then he eclipsed Piccolo. So the only character that really could have stopped Cell was Vegeta.
Yeah, because...
at that point. And he was very... Trunks could have too. But
when did Goku and Gohan go in the hyperbolic dungeon?
When Vegeta and Trunks were out fighting Cell.
Okay, when did they... did we already have second form Cell at that time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, second form Cell was already like a thing.
Oh yeah,
because
Goku,
like,
Goku showed up and he's like, oh, I'm taking Tien, bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was the main thing for that. And I mean, in Dragon Ball Z, later on in, like, the Buu Saga, I think he finally was like, hey, maybe I'll just do something for once, and I'll stop, like, you know, mouthing off. And you know, the one time he actually tries to kill something, he doesn't. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
But, hey, you know what? He actually did beat someone. He beat Goku. He beat Goku as Majin Vegeta. But...
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He knocked him out. He went, shh.
Yeah, he did a...
He beat him. Those are air quotes for anybody that can't see.
No, even Vegeta didn't consider that a win. Like,
I know, but he technically got him. He knocked him out. I mean, it's just...
I win.
Yeah, that's all it took. That's all it takes, you know what I mean? Oh, man, that's... That's why, like, I really feel like Super is really going to be more about Vegeta, and see, I think the fans want it.
The one thing I hate about it is they're just building up Vegeta's hype. He has not done anything. He went to training first. He's double, like, he's so much better than Goku. Goku's fighting Frieza, and he's just standing there like, come on, Frieza, stop being such a baby.
Well, also, think about it in Super, how I'm really sure they're pumping up Vegeta in this series. Because, yeah. Look, when they had Vegeta looking up at Goku and Beerus fighting, and everybody was like, we can't keep track of him. Where are they? And Vegeta's just standing there watching. I was like, okay, so Vegeta's clearly a god or something at this point. He either had God Ki flow through him and it changed his, you know, his way he saw things.
You mean when they were doing the Battle of Gods part
in Super? Like, yeah, and he was standing off the ship and he was watching them. Remember? And he was looking at them, yeah.
Here's the thing. Goku was training on King Kai's, but I'm pretty sure Vegeta's been training more.
Yeah.
Goku doesn't know where to go, but Vegeta doesn't care. He'll just keep pushing.
Yeah. But so he was able to see that, and I think it was pretty... It's pretty obvious that when he was fighting against Beerus, and he did that, like, my Bulma, you know, he basically was, it showed he was stronger than Goku.
Yeah. And so, that's also where why he became a little better, is he started seeing things from more of Goku's perspective, where Goku would get angry if people hurt, you know, people.
Maybe he realizes that. He realizes, like, oh, that's my true strength. Maybe that's what he'll be like, oh, my true strength is, you know, my family and this and that, and it's you, Kakarot, you know, and all that stuff. But, no, it's crazy kind of seeing how they're making this series, and you can tell, like, if you guys watch Super, you'll see that a lot of it is focused on Vegeta.
Yeah,
it really is, and I think
he's a lot less brash now, and he's a lot more wise.
But that's not cool because they took away who he was.
But he is getting older. They're like 50.
Yeah, I know, but it's still Vegeta. It's still Vegeta, true. Though. I mean, it's cool to see he's the sensible one, and Goku's just some, like, you know, country guy. You know, who's got millions of dollars now, apparently, because Hercule's like, here's your money.
Yeah, but Vegeta has billions of dollars.
They're both, like, really rich now?
Well, here's the thing. Goku's money's going to run out really quick. Because Vegeta's not.
Because of Chi-Chi?
Because she feeds Goku, Gohan, and Goten. Like,
Vegeta doesn't eat as much, I don't think. He does?
He does. But not, Bulma's rich, so it doesn't matter.
But Vegeta also eats, like... You've seen him just eat one bowl of soup or something, and he eats it, like, slowly while Goku would be like... Blah, 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 blah.
No, there was one episode where him... I think it was filler, so it might not count. But there was one episode where him and Goku have a
meet-up. I remember that.
And they both just...
I remember seeing that, yeah. Yeah. Although that was a great episode. I love that.
Yeah.
I think it was in Buu Saga?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. But, yeah, if you keep watching, you'll see more and more that, like... Especially in the training, like, Vegeta is clearly a little bit stronger than Goku is, too. And Goku realizes it. He gives him this look, and he's like... He's like, oh, you've been doing some good training or something like that. And he's like, yeah.
It's not enough.
And Vegeta knows he's stronger than Goku.
I love that. Like, in the, I think it was one of the last couple episodes where...
Did he say that? He's like, it's not enough?
Yeah. No, oh, nice. No. He's nowhere. Goku admits. He's like, oh, I guess you're stronger than me. And he's like, yeah, but not by... I don't remember the phrasing, but it's equivalent of not by enough.
Oh, okay.
To the point where he's like, if I stop for like a week, Goku will be stronger than I am.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I loved how in Super, in the newer episodes, you see Vegeta get up and he, like, starts training in the middle of the night again and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
It's like, it just shows how he's such a great, you know, he's just trying to strive to become something so good. And, I don't know, Goku really hasn't done anything this series. He's kind of just resting on his laurels. He's like, hey, I picked up a tractor.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, maybe that's why Vegeta's stronger. I mean, maybe. But, yeah, I mean, it's finally good to see him kind of, you know, start to grow as a character.
Much better than Majin Vegeta.
Yeah, I know you don't like Majin
Vegeta. I'm glad how it came out at the end, but it felt like a step backwards.
Yeah.
It was good.
Have you noticed this whole series so far is literally all about Goku and Vegeta?
Yeah.
They have pushed aside every other character.
Well, think about it. Look at all the arcs in Z.
Yeah.
Look what got in the way. Goku Vegeta.
Yeah.
Like, look at Frieza Saga,
yeah.
Which it didn't get in the way. That was one of the building points. And then Cell shows up, and Vegeta's like, I gotta become the strongest. Screw you, Goku. And that makes perfect Cell.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the Buu Saga, he's like, oh, I gotta be Goku, sell my soul, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's also that was also a good point, because it just shows that, like, they're also pushing each other as, like, the villains are pushing them as well.
Well, Goku's not competing with Vegeta, though.
I know, that's a problem. So that would drive me crazy. I'd be like, no, you need to compete with me. I'm stronger than you, or I'm trying to beat you. Yeah. Why don't you care? And he'd just be like, whatever. Yeah. He's like, I don't care about being strong. You know, no. I'll be no. I'll be second strongest. I don't care.
He's like, Goku is, I want to be the strongest.
He just wants it like a good opponent. It was just, I want to have a good fight. I want to fight you again.
He wants to be the strongest, but it's different than Vegeta.
Yeah. Vegeta wants to be like, really, really known to be like, I am so much better than you. I am. Yeah. Like a, yeah.
Where
he wants
Goku, to be royal. Where Goku wants to be the strongest until he can't be anymore.
Yeah.
Where yeah. if Goku finally meets somebody, he's like, I will never beat you.
Superman? Oh, did I just say that? Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's true. I kind of just, I can't believe it took this long for them to, like, make a series about Vegeta, though. I mean, like, they didn't even have to make Super, to be honest. They could have just been like, hey, all right, this whole thing I literally think is all about Vegeta. And it's going to be about making them the two of them gods.
I am totally down with that.
The both of them are going to be gods eventually, at least I'd assume so.
Yeah, I'm hoping for real deific, if that's a word.
What?
Status.
Like a deity status.
Yeah, like real, you know, important status. Yeah, not yeah. Oh, look, we're gods by key, not by, you know,
well, what do you job. Think, what do you think is going to happen to both of them? Like, you think Goku's going to be god of the, you think, okay, we all know at this point, Whis is like god of creation.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, if he's not god
well,
of creation,
no, the Kais are supposed to be the gods of creation.
Well, whatever, Whis is something like, you know, something
it's like
of order.
The god of order.
Yeah, god of order or, yeah. or purity or something like that. While we know Beerus obviously god of destruction.
Vegeta is going to become the god of destruction.
Do you think he's going to, in this universe, do you think he's going to overthrow Beerus?
Yes, because for one thing, he's not going to leave his universe with his family.
Oh, that's true.
And second of
how do you think it's going
to
be?
It's clear Beerus wants to retire.
Yeah, he just wants to sleep.
That's what
he'll probably, you know what? He'll probably be like, I don't want to do this anymore anyways.
Yeah.
He'll be like, all I want to do is sleep. He'll probably end up living on Earth, and he'll probably just end up eating. He'll be like, I'll take care of Earth, you take over my
job. He'll be the new Majin Buu, but good.
Yeah, I think he'll probably end up taking care of the Earth.
Yeah.
With Whis. Because they'll be like, oh, I want all that food, food
Whis,
in the galaxy.
I don't know about Whis.
I can see them doing something stupid like, you know, as long as there's incredible food on this planet, your planet's always going to be safe. And that's going to be something that they'll write out.
You see, we're thinking, what, Goku replaces Whis?
Yeah.
And then
and they're going to travel together, and they're going to train and fight each other. And I think the last scene in Super, you're going to probably see the two of them engaged in some kind of like a final...
They do
like,
sort of have the same relationship as well as Beerus and Whis.
Yeah. I think you'll see them in the final episode. They're going to just go for like a final clash, and it'll just be like the two of them are on par this time. And, I mean, you kind of notice at the end of Z that he was not on par with Goku. You could tell he was like way below him. And you're like, oh, okay. So Goku is so far ahead. But in this, I think they're going to be like, all right.
Well, look at the fusion that they had to do. Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of Fusion Reborn, where Goku had to lower his power level. But
really?
Yeah.
In, when he became Gogeta?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. What about for Vegito?
No, it's just Potara.
Oh, yeah, okay. Wow. That's craziness.
Yeah.
But, I think that the two of them will have one thing that they're particularly good at. And then the other will be good at the other thing. So they'll always kind of keep each other in check. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Vegeta might be really good at, suppression of his ki or physical type attacks or something. While Goku will be really good at, like, energy.
Well, Vegeta's clearly better at planning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Vegeta's smarter than Goku. Vegeta strategizes more than Goku. But
what if Goku's God of Destruction and Vegeta's Whis?
Goku, stop destroying stuff. Kakarot, you can't destroy that. But I'm hungry.
Is there any more gods in this universe that are going to show up, or are we just going to see?
Maybe.
Are we going to see, like, you know, the god of, like, what other gods are there going to be? Like death? Like, are we going to see that? Are we going to see, you know?
Is that sort of a, I thought King Yeo was a god of death or something.
Really? No, he's just like a processing agent.
Yeah.
He's like a processing god. Which is kind of like a crappy job for a god.
Would there really be a god of destruction and a god of death?
No. I think it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think they're going to introduce anything new. I think, like, what else can they introduce? God of creation, god of destruction.
God of the universe.
Do you think there will be an overarching god? Oh, that could
you
possibly happen.
You mean kind of like the Great Kai?
Yeah, like a god of all the universes.
Probably.
Oh, that'd be cool.
He's going to be the final boss.
Do you think they're going to actually go ahead? I know Super's supposed to be 100 episodes. Do you think they're going to go past 100?
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think they're going to be like, because there's a manga right now, and, you know, they'll be like, yeah, we're planning to do 100 episodes. Like, really? When that money starts rolling in, when they see the popularity grow, and they're not going to stop. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Dragon Ball's never going to stop. It's a train that's just going to keep going.
And when Toriyama finally, like, passes on, it's just going to be like, all right, so now we have the rights. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. When Toriyama's gone, I think the series should end.
Well... I think he likes being part of it. Like, I mean, he's been out of it since what, 19? When did it stop? 1996,
I think.
Yeah, 96. So he's been out of it for like 20 years.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, all right, I'll do some more stuff. Like, he's been doing like illustrations here and there for like.
He had a big hand in Battle of Gods, which is why it's really good.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, but that's like Dragon Ball Z. But he's been doing a lot of work. I remember one of the biggest things that we were excited about post Dragon Ball Z was Dragon Quest VIII. He did a lot of.
Wow, yeah.
He did work for Dragon Quest VIII, which was. That was a great game. It was fantastic.
Slow, but it was good.
Yeah. He does a lot of really good character designs for stuff, but.
They need another game that's not. Well, maybe a new Chrono Trigger, not Dragon Quest, with his style.
I think they're going to make another Chrono Trigger eventually, but we're getting off topic here. What do you think of Vegeta's new garb that he's got?
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's better than even the Saiyan armor. I think it's like, he's doing like a really sleek design for this.
As far as Vegeta's personality and everything, like his new sort of
way. He's like silver, like.
The way he is now, it fits.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the way he was back then also fits. Because he gives off this energy, like back with the shoulder pads, the tail, the scouter. He was sort of evil. So he had a more evil stance.
Yeah.
But now that he's a good guy, he's a more noble stance. So the smoother, sort of sleeker armor looks better.
You know what's kind of funny is you think, like, I understand it's supposed to be kind of related to, like, samurais and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Like the shoulder pads and stuff. Especially the original where they have, like, the things in front of their torso and like that. Yeah, it's super samurai.
I never made that connection.
If you look at it, you didn't?
No.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just like space samurai armor. It's pretty cool. But if you look at it in this other way too, is like Dragon Ball Z, like the characters, like Gogeta for one, has like, you know, that shoulder kind of thing going. That's kind of almost like some kind of like a 90s, like 80s, 90s kind of like, I don't know, like boy band kind of look thing, you know what I mean? And then they have the half Saiyan armor without the shoulder pads. And you can almost think of that as like a tank top. And I'm like, it kind of shows like they're kind of more, it's like they were like badass kind of like 80s characters, right?
Yeah.
But now they're becoming more like, you know, sleek, kind of like, okay, you know, wear proper uniforms and stuff like that. Like, even Goku's gi is like less baggy. It's
and
less.
And Goku's less muscly now.
Yeah, everything's become more refined. They're trying to refine the characters. I was listening to a theory, and they were saying that they think the end of the series that both of the characters are not going to actually, you know, reach like Super Saiyan God 5 or whatever. They're saying that they think they're going to try to stay in their refined form, try to stay like refined gods in like their base forms.
That'd be sick.
And I think that's going to be true because, let's be honest, do you think that's Beerus's only form? I don't think so.
I hope not.
Because I really, come on, and it's Dragon Ball.
It is Dragon Ball, yeah. You're like, oh.
And you look at Beerus now and you're like, ah, he's not that scary. And you're just like, yeah, but he's got destruction for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could be Beerus's power right now, huh? Oh, I've used 70% of my power in first
my
stage.
First form.
In first form. Remember Frieza?
Yeah.
He didn't let loose until he had more stages until when? Like at the end of,
Let's see. Frieza first transformed against, what was it? It was Vegeta, Krillin.
Yeah, when he was like, come on, Frieza, show me your final power. You know?
Oh, yeah. He was like, okay, I'll show you my second form. And Vegeta's like, oh, I regret this.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no.
And then Piccolo shows up and he's like, I'm going to transform again. And Vegeta's like, please don't.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Oh, no.
Krillin shoots him and he gets healed. And then fourth form Frieza shows up and he's like, I got this. And then
yeah.
Frieza kills
Wait,
him.
You're telling me that you couldn't beat third form, but you're going to go fourth form?
You get one Zenkai boost, and you think you can just jump a form?
Yeah. I don't know. Fourth form Frieza, second and third form Frieza were terrifying. I was like, whoa, that is like a menacing character. And then when they had fourth form Frieza, you're just like, whoa, this character's just like, he's just like refined beyond belief, you know what I
with
mean?
With the with the ocean dub voice for Frieza, he was so creepy.
He's terrifying. He's so terrifying, man. Especially, okay, because when he was a kid, when he was like the small Frieza, first form, he sounded like a woman. And then second form, he sounded like some kind of a weird buff, like woman man. Third form, what did he sound like?
He's like, third form Frieza. Something like that.
And then fourth form was okay. I didn't really mind. It was kind of like a combination of first with like a little bit more of like...
You know, I said before that I think the introduction of Cell was the first episode I saw.
Yeah.
It may have also been... I think it's the episode where he nukes Dende.
Really?
Or the episode after that. It's one of those two episodes. Was one of my first ones.
What do you think would have been the worst episode to start on? Like, other than fillers.
Probably one of the Boo ones.
Yeah? Well, I mean, the series would
Boo, Hercule makes friends with Boo. That'd be the worst episode to start on.
That one really sucked. I did not like that episode. And it was like, I understand, like, it was pivotal because they needed Boo to become like a good guy. I understand it. But it was really boring. Some pretty boring episodes.
See, I never liked Hercule. Like, I don't mind him as a character. You know, he's kind of funny. His shenanigans take up too much time.
Yeah. I'm just tired of him always going, smoke a mirror. It's like, yes, okay, we get it. Yeah. Same thing over and over. We get it. I like in this one how he's kind of just like, I need you, Goku. Come here, Goku. Help me.
I love how he's super grandpa. He's like, no, Pan has to be training to be the strongest in the world.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was really good.
That way, Vegeta.
Can we talk about Gohan for a second?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, shit, Gohan?
Can we talk about Gohan for a second? Yeah.
Poopy Gohan.
Yeah, so... transferring over from Vegeta. I guess we got that out of our system.
Okay, Vegeta made fun of him, so that's our...
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he's not even that strong anymore. Yeah, so for those of you who are watching Super, wow, what is going on with Gohan? Like, really, he is terrible. He's like, he's wearing like a track suit and everything. I'm like, what are you doing?
I love how Piccolo's like, oh, you couldn't even get dressed before you came here.
Yeah, like everybody's narking on Gohan. Do you think that he's going to have like some big change and he's going to be like really strong after this?
Or... I hope Pan just goes ultimate at age 4 and just knocks him out.
Because right now, they're not even like, I don't think he's even going to the Universe 6 fight. Because it's Goku, Vegeta, I think Piccolo?
I hope Piccolo.
I think Piccolo.
I think Piccolo should go.
And then we have Majin Buu with one other character. And I don't know who that is.
That is Beerus.
What?
Beerus.
Beerus not going. Beerus spectating.
Oh.
And then I'm pretty sure there's one other. It's supposed to be one person that Beerus had the hardest time fighting. Other than Goku and Vegeta. Maybe it's Jocko.
Jocko is going to go just because they need that character.
Jocko's supposed to be like a pretty interesting character. I mean, like, maybe I don't know what's up with him, but I feel like he's got like main character appeal.
I want Krillin to go. I want Krillin to get strong.
Yeah, okay.
He deserves it.
Okay, out of all the characters in this series, I'm pretty sure Krillin, Tien, Yamcha, and Shiatsu not going anywhere.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Krillin's too cool for that right now. Remember? He's so cool. He's a clop now. I mean, like, that's his job. And Yamcha's playing, like, what, baseball? There you go.
Tien's just off working out his shoulders.
And Gohan apparently, you know, I don't know. Gohan sucks.
Maybe they'll take Pan.
Maybe. But I doubt it. I mean, unless there's, like, a time skip.
Yeah, which... there might be. Because remember, there was a time
skip. We haven't read the manga yet, so...
There was a time skip after Boo. There was a time skip after Battle of Gods.
So Goku and Vegeta be like 60 years old.
They're Saiyans, they don't age. So there'll probably be a time skip after Battle of...
Frieza's Resurrection.
Oh my god, are they changing? Because I just realized... Oh man, we are so...
Oh, that might actually, yeah.
We're so off topic now.
Yeah, that's fine. We're still talking about Vegeta. All right, Vegeta. There you go, we're off topic again.
No, you know how Dragon Ball Z ended with the World Tournament?
Yeah.
That tournament might be the new tournament.
Oh yeah? Huh.
So Oob might show up.
Oh, you think they're going to actually, like, switch ahead into, like, that kind of... Oh,
they
wow.
Because Pan, Pan and Oob might go to the tournament.
Oh, yeah. That's true, eh? I think they confirmed who's showing up. I just can't remember. But if so, that's actually really a good idea. So how old was Pan? She was, like, 4?
She was 3.
So it's just 2 years.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. Wow, she's going to fight in the tournament at 3 years old. How is Oob, like, 15?
I don't know. That confused me.
Is he just like somewhere else and they find him or something? Or
no, he shows up to the tournament. I think he's 8.
Oh yeah, he looks pretty young. Yeah.
I hope they make him a better character. He was just little Trunks.
He was.
He's like, oh, my family.
No, he was Trunks Tapion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really didn't like it. My family. It's like, oh. What was his big thing? He was like, I need to feed my family or something?
Yeah. And then Goku's like
how racist can you get, Toriyama?
Goku's like, Goku's like, I'll kill your family if you don't fight me. And he's like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, I was like, what? I couldn't believe that, man. Like, there you go, God of Destruction Goku.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm telling you, it's gonna
happen.
I will
wipe out Africa if you don't fight me.
Wow. Toriyama, the Mr. Racist Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or maybe he was Indian, I'm not sure.
No, I don't know. It's hard to say. He reminds me of, like, remember Starving Marvin? Reminds me of Starving Marvin. I don't know where Starving Marvin is from.
It's hard to say in the Dragon Ball universe where... I don't know.
Where Toriyama is extremely racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't understand culture.
I'm white. I'm not allowed to go into it. Anyway, Vegeta.
Vegeta. Well, I think we've said all we can about Vegeta. I guess we'll just kind of see where the future of the show brings us.
He was so cool, and then he wasn't cool, and he was so cool, and he doesn't have his time in the sun yet. Like.
And he's not the same character anymore. Like, you want to know why I think we put Frieza as number one on our other list? Man, we just give away everything on these. is that I think it's just because Frieza stayed true, and also because of that fight in the newer episodes where Goku's about to power up and Frieza's about to zap him, and Goku's like, Frieza, he's like, okay.
That's my favorite part of the whole thing, where he's just about to shoot Krillin or something, and he's like, Frieza, don't be doing that. Frieza's like, okay.
I think that's why Frieza's number one. You want your humor in Dragon Ball, there's your humor in Dragon Ball.
It wasn't even intentionally, like...
Okay, and he's just like, alright, I love it.
Oh,
it's so good.
That was great.
And he keeps trying to attack everybody else, and Goku's like, why would he be doing that?
I did like how he was picking on Krillin.
Yeah.
I found that hilarious.
Hasn't Krillin had enough? Come
no.
on, man. Jeez. It's because Krillin's so cool now, that's why. He can't stand Krillin being so
jealous.
Cool.
Krillin is a hot wife.
He's just jealous of Krillin's power. Of his perfect body. Oh, man. So, yeah, that'll bring it to a close. Let's see. Do we do a half an hour for this one?
I think it's more than that.
Yeah, probably. I can't see. Okay, let's see. I'm going to log in.
Good old
Password.
Computers being like that.
Yeah. Okay, we're at 26 minutes and 40 seconds.
Is 4 more minutes of veggie?
No, I think we're good. So, we will see you guys in the next episode of KyoCast. We're going to play some Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You guys like this, please leave a comment and tell us what you think we should do for the next one.
And subscribe and do other things on whatever media
you've seen YouTube before. Do all these things. You've heard podcasts before. So mainly just...
Unless this is your first one. In other words, actually, I don't know what to do.
They're not all like
this. Tune in next time.
I would say go listen. If you like podcasts, go listen to Bill Burr's. It's probably a lot like ours. It's a big tangent. He's just like, I don't got time for this. And then he just goes on for 2 hours.
Do we get like an anything? Do, 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 do.
I don't know if I even mixed in an ending thing yet. Maybe we'll just let it. Maybe I haven't even like cut the beginning parts out.
Anyway, it's over.
Yeah, it's done. All right, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.